It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. This week marks the 45th anniversary of the landmark Battle of the Sexes tennis match between icon Billie Jean King and challenger Bobby Riggs. King's victory in the three-set match is considered a milestone in the history of women's sports. Joining us now is Caitlin Thompson, founder of Racquet Magazine and a former editor here at WNYC. Caitlin, hello. Welcome back to WNYC.
Hi, Richard.
So the Battle of the Sexes was between 29-year-old Billie Jean King and 55-year-old Bobby Riggs, and it was a huge nationally televised event. Why was the Battle of the Sexes such a big deal when it happened?
Because of what was happening culturally and legally, politically in the country at the time, Title IX, something that has defined an entire generation of female athletes, female Olympians, even myself as a collegiate athlete on scholarship, was 1 year old. The idea that the government had to equally fund men and women, and especially in the sports context. So people were very nervous about the application of this. And obviously the larger cultural conversation, especially in the tennis realm, was that women were second-class citizens. And only a year after, this was the chance to give an airing to the idea that women could or could not compete on equal footing with men.
So how did the world react to this match? Did King get any kind of backlash for winning?
Certainly. The male tennis establishment was displeased. This became a real touchstone. And Billie Jean being able to beat him so holistically, so resoundingly, caused backlash in the sort of male chauvinist pig realm that was sort of self-proclaimed Riggs fan. But women finally had this unleashed energy, kind of similar to what's happening politically in our world right now, actually, where all of a sudden they had a standard bearer. They had somebody to sort of focus their energy and become a symbol. And Billie Jean has become that symbol in tennis and far, far beyond.
And women's tennis also made headlines this year at the U.S. Open when Serena Williams called out an umpire who penalized her during the championship match after she called him a thief for a sexist behavior.
For me to say thief and for him to take a game, it made me feel like it was a sexist remark. I mean, like, how he's never took a game from a man because they said thief.
So what limitations do women in tennis still face?
It's a good question. And I think Serena was interestingly involved in this conversation about the application of the rules, the idea that women face harsher penalties, even though they act out less, they might be infracted upon more. And so what I would love to see as a publisher of an independent tennis magazine, as somebody who wants this sport to keep evolving along with the wonderful, rich, and at times contentious conversations that go on around it, is let's study actually what women are getting penalized for and how the rules are being applied, and let's crack open the idea that women are still not getting paid equally at all the tournaments so that we can make that change.
Caitlin Thompson, founder of Racquet Magazine. Caitlin, good to see you.
You too.